Hey, Radio News.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
A show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, we're back. How about that? Back for another day. It's time to get things going again. Another edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, of course, as always, here in studio with me, taking care of business, talking money, strategies with you. More strategy today. Strategy, etc. is what we're going to get going. We're going to start things off with a discussion on something called asset location. And we're not only going to explain what asset location is, but we're going to take it a step further and show you how it might differ from something that you've, I'm sure, heard of called asset allocation. There is a big difference between the two, location and allocation, and knowing what they are, and I would suggest how to strategize for both, could give you a nice leg up on your retirement planning. So we're going to talk about it with you momentarily, along with anything else that's on your mind, whether it has to do with, you know, where your assets should be located or what else? Lifetime income, Social Security. We've taken some of those questions. I have some things on Medicare coming up here. Anything that's on your mind, you give us a call right now because we will talk to you about it. 877-PLANNER. We're going to answer your money questions right here in the studio. That's 877-752-6637. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com. You find the link that says Find Your Answer. It's there on the upper part of the page. We'll take it from there, as in we're going to answer them for you here on the program and off the air as well. Professor Rick Plum back with me, as he always is, from Lucia Capital Group. Rick's part of our nationwide team that we call the Brain Trust, and he's here to answer your questions. And keep in mind, too, that if you want to talk to any Bucket Strategy advisor about your portfolio, you do what we've been telling you all these years. You give the folks at Lucia Capital Group a call at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. You hear this stuff on this program that you're not going to hear anywhere else. They will tell you all about it. If you have questions, you should take advantage of the advice and the experience that the Brain Trust has to offer. Bucket strategies should always be tailored to meet your unique goals, and that's what they'll do. The number again at Lucia Capital Group is 800-644-1150. Now, for our purposes, our discussion purposes, 877-PLANNER, that's our number, 877-752-6637. Anything that you want to talk about, we're here to talk about it with you. Okay, so this whole topic of asset location, Professor Plum, we can go just about anywhere on this. I mean, there are a whole bunch of different ways to take this. But first of all, the first thing that people ask us when we talk about this, either here on the show or at the workshops where it has come up, is how is this different from asset allocation besides the two little letters?
It's very different. It's a completely different issue. Now, both allocation and location strive to create efficiencies within a portfolio. Allocation is trying to create efficiencies on a risk basis, trying to create a risk-adjusted return, broaden out the diversification, reduce the amount of potential volatility and risk in an overall portfolio, and obviously a very important component of the overall investment life. Risk is where we worry a lot about, especially as we get older and we're worried about taking an income from the portfolio. Risk is a very important issue. And controlling or minimizing, in some respects, risk is extremely important. But that's one component. And allocation has to do with the difference in asset classes. And it's based on the investments. It's based on the risk characteristic of small cap, large cap, stocks, bonds, you know, short duration, long, you know, longer duration, floating rate bonds, the different types of investments. Allocation deals with the characteristics of the investment. Location deals with the taxation of the account and to some degree the investment. So one is dealing with risk, one is dealing with taxes. They're both extremely important. Now, not everybody is going to have a location issue, at least not maybe at the beginning of retirement, because some people, when they get to retirement, 100% of their money, with the exception of maybe $20,000 in a bank account, is in their IRA, their 401k. And so 100% of the money is tax deferred, and when the money comes out, it's taxable. So it's very difficult to do any location planning at that.
When it's all in one location.
When it's all in one single location, a tax deferred account.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't do some things from a tax standpoint to create efficiency in the future.
Right, exactly. And you know, I guess we'll talk about this in a little while because I want to take some calls. We've got some folks on hold already. 877-PLANNER if you want to get on board. But what do you do first? Do you set up the allocation? Do you set up the location? You probably have to know what you have first, allocate it properly, and then say, okay, now that we have these things here, where are they going to go? And we're going to talk about the reason why it's important to know where your assets are located and how you locate them once you do. Okay, let's take a couple of calls. I know we have some folks on hold, and there were a couple of folks that called at the end of the show yesterday that we didn't get in. So if you want to give us a call now, we still have a couple lines open for you. 877-PLANNER. We're going to start with Kenneth in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Kenneth.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Awesome. I had a quick question in regards to a friend who spouse passed away and left got a lifetime annuity, and they have some debt that they want to try to take care of and pay off some credit cards and just kind of start from scratch. And they want to know if they can take maybe a loan or do something with that annuity to get out of debt and start from scratch and pay things off and just be able to just enjoy life.
Generally,
I don't know what to tell them, so I'll call you.
Yeah, generally when somebody has been left a life annuity, there's no residual value, there's no cash value to them. It depends on what kind of a contract it is. But if it's a lifetime immediate annuity, there is no cash value to it. The only thing they have is the right to receive a benefit, a check, every month, semi-annually, however often it's been being paid, for the rest of their life.
Correct.
Or a specific time period. And in that respect, there is no lump sum, and the only way to get a lump sum is not from the insurance company. You can't, very rarely, if it is a lifetime annuity, if it is an immediate annuity, very rarely will the insurance company, you'd have to go to one of these places where you sell your annuity, and realistically,
right,
that's a horrible deal, because they don't give you much for the annuity, for the payments that you're signing over to them. So what you should be able to do is take that monthly payment and just take that payment and direct it directly toward, you know, push it right towards the debt to pay that, continue doing what he's doing to pay off debt, and then add to it with this new benefit to get rid of that debt as soon as possible, maybe.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, I've been listening to you all since 2006, and I'm going to keep listening, and thank you for your great work. And as I'm driving to work, at work, on lunch breaks, everything, I listen to you guys, and I love it, man. I appreciate all your help. It's awesome.
Well, thank you,
Kenneth. We appreciate that as well.
Come and see Terry and Preston on the November 12th when they're up that way for the new seminar.
That's right. We'll tell you more. We'll give you more details, but you can get it at wealthed.com. That's coming up in, a month? Less than a month? Where are we?
A little over.
A little more than a month. So, yeah, join the Brain Trust. Join the Brain Trust November 12th in Portland. Let's have more details to be coming up shortly. Okay, now what he's talking about here is either we have life annuities.
He's the beneficiary of annuity, and the owner of the annuity chose a lifetime payout to the beneficiary, not a lump sum.
Yes.
For whatever reason, the owner of the annuity didn't want the beneficiary
to receive the lump sum,
so they chose a lifetime payment. Typically, that means that it's an immediate annuity, and that means that there is no cash value to it. There is no cash associated with it. It's just a payment. You have the right to a payment. And so to cash it in, there is no cashing it in. So you'd have to try to sell the annuity to somebody else, because the insurance company is just saying, we're going to give you this amount of money every month for the rest of your life or for whatever period it is and be done with you, but we're not going to do anything else. So you'd have to go to some outside source. You know, one of these, I want my money, I want it now
want
type
it now,
places.
Yes, yeah.
And they typically, they undercut heavily. And what you end up doing is you sell a block or all, you know, usually it's a block of the payments. I'm going to sell you the payments from, you know, January of 2017 through January of 2019, 2 years worth of payments. And maybe it's $1,000 a month. So I'm going to sell you 24 future payments, and they may give you $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 for it. You know,
Well, depending on
how much it is. Well, I'm saying 24,000.
Oh, okay, so I
put a number
to
it.
Yeah,
they're not going to get
that low. Wow.
It's not good.
No, it's not good. But they know that there are people who are in desperate need of cash.
Those opera singers and things cost money to do those commercials. I mean,
I haven't heard those, seen those commercials in a long time. But I know what you're talking about, and they're still around. Yeah, you got to be careful with those. But you know, it's like a payday loan. How badly do you need the cash?
So rather than cashing it in or cashing part of it in, it would be and probably be better off to just take that, continue living the way you're doing. Paying the payment that you were paying before. If I was paying $500 a month towards this payment, continue paying the $500, and then take the whatever payment it is you're getting from the inheritance and put it right against the debt and just draw that debt down first. And so if you've got lots of different debt, now it's just a matter of managing the appropriate, which, mm-hmm. Which one do we pay off first? And there's two ways to consider paying off debt. One is either you line them all up and you line them up by balance, payment, and credit and interest rate. And from a purely financial standpoint, paying the highest interest rate off first can help you get rid of all of it sooner. But from an emotional standpoint, paying
the
off
lowest balance.
The lowest balance or the highest payment can make you, especially if you can get to it fairly quickly, can give you some, some warm fuzzy feelings inside, like
progress.
You're making progress.
Sure.
And it'll help you then take that payment plus everything else you were doing towards the next one. So there's different ways to look at it. I like paying off the highest interest rate first.
Yeah. Now, we'll talk more in a little while maybe about some of these immediate annuities. I saw an article just yesterday, and maybe you saw it too, that talked about how because interest rates are so low, these immediate annuities should look great to you. And I'm not sure. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Moving along through the show, if you've got a money question, you get on board. We do have three lines open for you. We'll take more of your phone calls. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
As requested by Professor Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, and the professor. We're here answering your money questions. Whatever's on your mind, we will answer it for you. Any question regarding your money, finance, retirement, strategy, doesn't matter. We've been able to answer it. We're going to answer every question perfectly. How's that, Professor Plum?
We'll give it our best shot.
Okay, there you go. All right. There may be one or two questions that may stump you, but I don't know about that. All right, 877-PLANNER. We'll tell you where the Brain Trust is going to be in just a couple of seconds. We'll remind you of that in just a moment or two. They're kind of all over the country. We'll tell you more about that coming up. And a little bit later on, we'll get to some more of your emails. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. Okay, now we were talking about asset location, just to get back to this a little bit, just the basics of asset location. It has to do with, Professor Plum, mainly, are you going to put your assets, let's say, in a taxable account or own them personally, perhaps?
Right, and when you have personal money where you've already paid the tax on it, you just kind of invested it personally, and you have IRA, 401k, tax-deferred monies, and maybe you have Roth accounts, when you set up your allocation, you figured out, yes, I do want to have this much in stocks, this much in fixed income, this much in alternatives, this much in cash, where should you be buying those particular investments? In your personal account, in your IRA, 401k, or your Roth account? And so the decision behind that can have a dramatic effect on your taxation, both potentially today and in the future. And not just your future, if you're a married couple, there's your joint future, yours and your spouse going forward, and then the survivor's future, and the taxation changes. And so, John talked earlier about the rules. What should you have? The rules change depending upon where you are in your cycle of investing. At the beginning of your investment cycle, it may be one thing. When you get close to and into retirement, it may be a different thing. And then as a survivor, you may do things a little bit different as well. So how you go about doing it. Now, why is it an issue? Because taxes are an expense. They're a leakage to our cash flow. They're a reduction to what we want to keep in our pocket. And so if we can reduce the leakage, so to speak, we have more money for ourselves. Or we can have the same money without withdrawing as much money from the portfolio, which means more of the portfolio can grow. Or it means that I can be less aggressive to create the same amount of income. Because I don't, the same amount of income to me. Because if I don't have to pay as much in taxes, I don't have to withdraw as much. I don't have to. So it works out in your favor, if possible, to pay less in taxes. And so we're looking at what is the best way to allocate a portfolio.
Yeah, and I think people don't really give this as much thought as they probably should, Professor Plum, because, to think about taxes for a lot of people is just sort of confusing anyway. They don't think about the fact that what they do now might have an effect on them 10 years from now.
Right, and a lot of people focus, very short-sightedly, focus on today. What is the best thing for me to do today to reduce the taxes that I might owe today? And so they just focus on that. But what they do is they defer everything, and it may create a problem in the future. There are ways to, once you're retired, best reduce your taxes to almost zero. for a while. But if you have IRAs, 401ks, or other tax-deferred accounts, at some point, you're going to have to take the money out. So creating a strategic required minimum distribution strategy, looking at it and building it into the overall portfolio before you get to the required minimum
yes.
distribution age also has an interplay with the location of the accounts.
Yeah, and we're going to explain all this, too, how this works. You know, and this flies in the face of the constant generic advice that I hear, which says you should always defer. You know, hold off taking any money out of your IRAs because they're going to make you take it out later on anyway. So hold off doing it. Use your personal money first. And for many people, that's exactly the wrong strategy.
And we've been reading and listening to the pundits talk about that for years. But lately, I've actually been seeing some articles and some journalists saying, you know what? The old issue may not be appropriate for everybody. And I give them kudos for writing that because that's exactly right. It may not be the best thing to defer until the government mandates you take money out of the IRA and live off personal money and stay super low on your tax bracket for the next 3, 4, 5 years, maybe 8 years.
Only to pay more 10 years from now.
And maybe a lot more.
For the rest of your life.
If a survivorship happens right. and for a while. That could be a problem.
Yes. So they recognize this. We've been talking about it for a whole lot more than, you know, just a couple of years. All right, 877-PLANNER. We've still got a couple of lines open. I want to get to as many calls as we can. Steve, give us a call back. Let's move along to Troy in Las Vegas, Nevada next. Hello, Troy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I'm in the process of a lawsuit. I'm supposed to receive $300,000 to $500,000 from an automobile accident. My question is, my wife wants to pay cash on a house. We own a house. We're about $145,000 we owe on it. I wanted to rent that house out and pay cash for another house. Should we invest it? Or what would your opinion be on that?
Well, you're not going to stay in this house that you currently own and live in, right?
No, I want to rent it. She wants to sell it.
Okay, well, that's...
Our mortgage on it... Payments $850 a month. We can rent it for $1,400.
Okay, and the reason she wants to sell it is she doesn't want to be a landlord. Is that it?
Yeah, she don't want to deal with the hassles.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get between the two of you, and you're probably going to lose this one just because, you know, she.
Oh, that's not true. Come on. Now.
But should you pay cash? Should you pay it off? Personally, if you do win the argument and you do rent it out, I would not pay it off, assuming I have a good fixed rate loan on it. And it's your personal residence right now, right, Troy?
Yes, right now it is.
And what's
your interest rate?
We're at about 4%.
I mean, you might want to, if you can, for an efficient use, try to refinance it down to 3.625 or something. But 4 is not all that bad. But I probably would not pay it off because as a rental, the interest is going to be deductible for me no matter what. It can help me on some other things. But I also don't like to be paid off in case there's ever a problem. I want the bank to suffer in this too in case I ever get sued and lose the house. I don't want to lose all of my, you know, if it's a $300,000 house and it's paid off, I could lose $300,000. If it's $300,000 house and I owe $150,000, I lose $150,000 and the bank loses $150,000. And so they may help you, try to protect it a little bit more in that aspect. And especially if it's a non-recourse loan, you know, you lose, it may hurt your credit, but you don't lose $150,000 or whatever the number is. So I like having the bank in the game there. Now, whether or not you go and you buy a new house, now, if you're going to look at a new house, how old are you, Troy?
I'm 46.
Are you going to be working after this for the next 20 years?
Yes.
Would making a payment on the new house, so I would look at putting down enough money to bring the payment to where it's not a difficult payment. I probably would not pay it off given today's interest rates unless I'm just, there are people, and I was talking to somebody yesterday, they just have a hard time sleeping at night with any debt, you know, mortgage included, and so their goal is to pay off the house no matter what. And so in their case, it's not a financial decision, it's an emotional decision. But if you're okay with debt,
right,
and maybe you are, but your wife isn't, so you got to reconcile that issue, I probably would not pay it off. I would put down enough to get my payment into a very manageable area and then invest the rest for the next 20 years, use my income from work to pay the payment, and then worry and try to build my nest egg so that when I do get 20 years out, I can pay it off and have more money left over or keep paying the making the payment, whatever works, makes the most sense for me.
Yeah, hey, Troy, I got to take a break for the news. If you want to hold on, ask more questions, or need some more clarification, you can. Just be a couple of minutes here. I just got to take a break. I apologize for that. 877-PLANNER. We got a whole lot more to say. 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Back with more right after this.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power.
To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Look, it's Strategy Investing, the program all about your money, about strategy, about investing, about retirement, and that's what we talk about, strategies for retirement. And by the way, not just, you know, your average strategies, things that you might hear all the time. You don't get stuff on this program you really don't hear all the time. But if you really want to get into the alternative retirement strategies, you need to attend one of the workshops that are coming up over the next several weeks, over the next month and a half, as a matter of fact. These are all presented by Lucia Capital Group. They're featuring Professor Rick Plum in person, wherever you happen to be watching or listening. They're probably going to be there. Terry Keyes as well. And the next one happens on this Saturday, October 8th. Phoenix, Arizona. Join the Brain Trust at the Marriott Desert Ridge in Phoenix, Arizona for just a couple of hours in the morning, that Saturday morning, for alternative retirement strategies. Now, what we're talking about is things that you probably have never heard of, and things that even if you had heard of it, it's very tough to get any information on it because a lot of people don't understand how it works. Well, we're going to make sure you do understand alternative retirement strategies and some of the alternative investments that are in those strategies. So look us up. Be there in Phoenix this Saturday, October 8th. After that, we got Houston, Texas a couple weeks later, October 22nd. Room in Houston for you guys. And Santa Clara, California happens on the 29th of October. Couple more have been added for November, so checkwealthed.com, including Portland, Oregon. Checkwealthed.com for all the details. You can sign up right now for any of them. They're all free, amazingly enough, all free. Meet the professor, meet the local advisors, and learn about alternative retirement strategies. Wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Our number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Now, before we get back to the calls, very quickly, Professor Plum, you had said something, and let's just repeat it here, for people who own or are thinking about owning rental properties. Now, our last caller, Troy, in Las Vegas, had some cash, and he was thinking about paying off his current home and then moving somewhere else and renting out his current home. Now, assuming that he does that and, you know, wins that argument.
With his wife.
Well, with his wife. Okay, yeah. Yeah, but you had said it's better. You prefer.
My opinion.
And I agree. You prefer not to pay off a rental property if possible. Let's just talk again about why.
Well, he was going to be able to rent it out and have a positive cash flow.
Quite a bit, actually.
A very nice. So that would help cover any potential repairs and other things and still put money in his pocket. So the payment wasn't that difficult of an issue. But I like. And this is just a personal opinion. I like the bank to suffer with me if there's ever a problem at that particular property. So if I have as we were talking about, a $300,000 house that's free and clear, and there's a problem, and I get sued, and I lose that house, I lose $300,000 of equity. If I have a loan against it, $150,000, whatever it is, and the property has a problem and gets sued, and I've got it over and above the insurance, and they take the property away from me, I could hurt my credit, and I could lose some equity, but the bank's in there too. And if the bank's in there too, they may help me try to defend myself against whatever the problem was in the issue. Maybe not always, but sometimes I may be able to get some help from that area.
So they don't lose money either.
They don't want to lose the money either. And just because I'm on the loan doesn't mean that they're going to get paid back if the asset is gone. And so,
right.
Especially if I have a non-recourse loan on the property where it's just, and a lot of primary residences do, and turning it into a rental property doesn't take that recourse away.
No, you just wind up walking away is what you do.
Yeah, and that will hurt my credit, but
hey.
For $150,000 or whatever the number is.
Yeah, exactly. at least that.
Now, when you get into retirement, there's going to be an argument that says, you know what, I'd rather have the cash flow, and as long as I have the appropriate insurance and everything, I'll take the cash flow over the help with the potential liability. So now it becomes a decision which one is more important. He's not going to retire for the next 20 years, so the cash flow is a secondary consideration. As long as it's making the payment and adding a little bit to the bottom line to be able to do repairs, maintenance, and other things, he should be fine with that. Retirement's a different issue because now you're looking at it to do something else besides just grow. You're looking for it to provide cash flow for your retirement.
Exactly. So if you don't have a paycheck coming in, it's a little bit different story. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We still got a couple of lines open. PLANNER. Let's move along next to Veronica in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Veronica.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I have a question about setting up a cash balance plan, a pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I own my own company, an S corporation, and I already maxed out on the 401k, the Roth IRA, HSA, but I have some extra money, maybe $25,000 to $50,000 a year that I would like to put in a pension.
Okay, and what's your salary? What do you take as salary from the business?
I make about $160, but I only pay myself $50.
Well, if you're paying yourself $50, and it's unlikely you're going to get much of a bang for your buck from a cash balance plan over and above what you're already putting into a 401k with the profit sharing match. It's just because the benefit from a defined benefit cash balance, whether it's a defined benefit or cash balance plan, is driven off of your salary. And the salary, you know, you're funding for a percentage of that salary, in most cases 100% of that salary. So you're funding for a benefit at retirement of $50,000. And so they back into how much do you have to put into the plan to get to that benefit amount. But a 401k, how old are you, Veronica?
I'm 57.
So you're putting $24,000 away into the 401k on a salary deferral basis, and you're putting another, you know, $10,000 or $12,000 away on the profit sharing part, right? So you're putting like $35,000 away, right?
Plus $6,500 for Roth and $7,750 for HSA.
Yeah, the Roth and the HSA are going to be able to continue either way.
But I talked to an actuary.
Yeah?
Is that who it is? And he told me that I could do the numbers myself, and if I paid myself $50, I could put in $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. If I don't do this, then I'm going to end up having to pay a big tax liability.
But are you going to be able to put that in over and above the profit sharing of 10 or 12 that you're already putting in addition to?
He told me if I did the cash balance pension plan, I could only put in 3%.
Right. So that would... So you've got to look at the cost of maintaining the cash balance plan compared to what you're already paying if there's an additional cost. And you do want an actuary. You don't want to do the numbers yourself.
Right. So the annual cost would be maybe about $5,000 to set it up, and then initial setup, and then maybe about $3,000 annual cost.
Right. So the $3,000 annual cost is you're only getting an extra – you're doing 3% now. Out of the 50, so you're doing 1,500. So you may get another $20,000-$25,000 of deduction, but it's costing you $3,000 to get that. So it'll save you some money, but it's a lot of work to save not as much money as you're thinking about saving. I mean, what's the tax on that $25,000?
$10,000? So if I pay myself $50,000, I can say for my pension, I can put in $50,000. If I pay myself $25,000, I say I have to put in at least $25,000. That's the way he explained it to me.
So you've just got to look at the numbers and say, can I get a big enough bang for my buck on a tax savings to warrant the increase in cost? Generally,
yes.
At $25,000, I'd say it's not worth it because you can do just as much with the 401k and other things. With $50,000 and above, there's some savings. When you get up to $100,000, but you don't really want to raise your salary a whole bunch because then you pick up a bunch of new Social Security tax that you wouldn't otherwise pay. So,
if I pay myself, if I make $150, but I only pay myself $50, that leaves me $100.
Right.
So I can afford to put another $50 into my pension, $3,000, $4,000 to cover the administrative costs. And I was going to go to Vanguard and use one of their pooled accounts to.
I'm not worried about the investments, but it's not another $50 on top of everything you're already doing. It's another 25 or so on top of what you're doing. And so there is some tax savings there.
No, it's another 50. If I pay myself $50,000 in salary, he told me I could put $50,000 a year into my pension and write it off as a business expense.
Okay. I mean, as long as the actuary is telling you the numbers, and that's why I want an actuary involved.
That's why I'm calling you, because I wanted you to verify what he's telling me. Well, the reason why I was calling was, do I need to get a bond?
A bond.
As I'm an S corporation, do I need to get a trust I need to get an FIN number. I need to get a trust. Do I need to get a bond to insure my pension?
No. You don't need the bond.
I'm the administrator.
Yeah, but you're the only person in the plan.
Correct.
So who's going to sue you besides you?
I just don't. I want to follow all the rules and the guidelines. I don't want to violate anything.
There is a trust. I mean, it is a separate account, a pension trust, that the money's going to be held in. You're the trustee of it for the benefit of the participants in the plan, who is you. You're the only participant. And I'd go by what the actuary, if he says you can put another 50 in, go ahead and do it and work with the actuary. Work with the people that do this on a daily basis and know what they're doing and get as much in there as you can. And it sounds like you've got some people that are helping you out and doing the right thing.
Well, I just want, okay, I know what the actuary told me. Mm-hmm. He told me, you're right. But what else do I need to do as the pension plan sponsor according to the IRS rules?
Well, there's some tax returns you're going to have to file. There's some, you know, annual filings you have to do. But that there should be an administrator along with the actuary that helps you do all this, your accountant and somebody else.
Yeah, I tell you what, Veronica, if you need some more questions answered, hold on, I just got to take a break here. This does get a little bit complicated. Cash balance plans. Well, we'll talk maybe more about this on the other side. If you have any other questions, hold on. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Brain Trust standing by. We're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. If you stay tuned, you just may find another hour coming up. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, more on this whole idea of asset location. But we are taking your phone calls, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We will get some emails. Whether we get to them this hour or not, I don't know. We're going to do our best, but we got some folks on hold, and we're going to get to everybody who's on hold because we take our calls first. 877-PLANNER. All right, we were talking to Veronica before the break on something else. Now, I think, Veronica, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have another question, I think, about retirement or something. Is that right?
Well, yes. I want to know how to set up retirement health insurance through my company. So I'm 57. Say I want to stop working at 62, 65. What can I do to also pay myself, to set money aside to fund my health care costs once I retire?
Not much, really. I'm not familiar with anything where you can build up, other than an HSA or something of that nature, because small businesses don't have the same potential advantages as a very large corporation. I know big corporations can put together retirement health plans where they continue to pay out as a fringe benefits going forward, but those are big C corporations that have different tax structures where they have a corporate tax and a personal tax, and they're different games. I'm not aware of anything you can do at the S corp level, to other than an HSA, to build up a pool of money to help you with healthcare down the line.
Now, you're doing an HSA already, Veronica, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there a reason why you wouldn't just continue to do that for your health plan?
Well, the other gentleman, Ray, who comes on after you, said that I need to have about $300,000 to cover health care when I get older.
Right. I mean, that's the average cost for
a retiree
over their retirement lifetime. And so some of that is in the form of long-term care insurance. And so you could set up a long-term care insurance plan for those nursing home and assisted living care facilities. And the other way is just to build up a bunch of cash as much as possible, or cash flow as much as possible. And you're doing the right thing by doing the different types of retirement plans, the Roth IRA, the HSA. You're building up that $300,000 as part of the overall retirement plan basis.
Have you funded any of the long-term care issues yet, Veronica?
No, not yet. But can I do it through my company as a benefit to myself as an employee?
I don't know. I don't think an S corp can. Again,
C corps have different rules.
C corps have different rules because they have different tax entities.
Right, exactly. And so I know that there are a lot of benefits if you are a C corporation to setting up health plans for yourself and things like that. You, as an S corporation, have different.
For long-term care, the only thing, I mean, you can deduct the long-term care premium as part of your itemized deductions if you itemize, and if the medical, it's part of the qualified medical expense. Unfortunately, the qualified medical expenses have to exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income, which for most people means you're not deducting it. I don't know of anything at an S-Corp level. I can try to look into that. C-Corps, yes. S-Corps, I'm not familiar with.
I have not heard anything from S-Corps either, Veronica, but we could have missed something.
Okay, well, I'm trying as an S-Corp, so
yep.
I'll continue to look at your website. Thank you so much for your time and your answers. I really
good luck, Veronica.
It.
All right, Veronica, thank you. She's asking some questions that, you know, she had a question, too, about a cash balance plan. People may have missed it. You know, we're not going to go over the whole thing again earlier. Explain, if you would, for those who were listening, though, Professor Plum, what a cash balance plan actually is.
Well, a cash balance plan is kind of a cross between the two different types of broad categories of retirement plans, defined contribution plan and a defined benefit plan. It looks a lot like a defined benefit plan. And the advantage of a defined benefit plan, that's the old traditional type pension that we used to know, where we work for a company for X number of years, the company puts aside money into basically a sinking fund, creates a lump sum of money so that they can, when you retire, pay out a benefit. They're defining the benefit that you're paying out over your life expectancy. It's the company's responsibility. Now, small employers can do that too, but what they do is they build up this pool of money, and then instead of maintaining the plan going forward, you just cancel the plan, roll it to an IRA. The problem with the defined benefit plan is it's very, very structured, but it also will go up or down. The contribution can go up or down based on your earnings ability. If the pension trust has a great investment year, that limits your contributions going forward, which also limits your tax deduction. If you have a horrible year, like 2008 or something, you have to make up for that year by making a much larger contribution. A cash balance plan takes some of that actuarial issue out of it and says, here's what it's going to take to fund it, and you just fund that number every year. So it's a little less, it's easier to understand. It's easier to budget for it. And so a lot of companies have switched to cash balance plans, and they're designed that basically at retirement, you usually just cash it out and roll it to an IRA. Even if you work for a very large corporation, I know the local utility in our area years ago switched to a cash balance plan, and now the individuals get the larger of whatever their pension was or the cash balance plan, and they can choose which one's best for them.
Well, they can choose an edit. Oh, okay.
In that one.
Yeah.
Because they changed kind of midstream.
Okay, all right. So you can't say the pension's no longer.
Yeah, so they got rid of, they froze the pension.
Right, and then so they switch, and whichever happens to work out better. Okay.
But it still does require administration on an annual basis. It still does require somebody to do the math and to do the accounting and do everything of that nature. So they're not free, but they do allow for, in many cases, especially if you're in your 50s and older, a much higher contribution limit than the defined contribution plan. The defined contribution plan is, instead of looking into the future and defining a benefit that you're going to be able to withdraw from, they're defining how much you can put in based on your salary today,
which is
a
18,
percentage of salary.
Which is $18,000 currently for if you're
that's
under,
the salary deferral portion.
Yeah.
But the defined contribution limit, there's two sides to it. There's your side and the company, what the company can put in for you.
Well,
and then there's a combined between the two of those that can't exceed
a limit, yeah.
The two of those. And so what they're looking at is the company cannot put in more than 25% of your salary. You can't put in more than $18,000 or up to $24,000 if you're right. 50 or older. And the combination of that $18,000 and what the company puts in can't exceed $54,000. And so what if I'm making $100,000? I'm 57, making $100,000 with a defined benefit plan. I could probably put $100,000 away. You know, to build up enough money to provide for that pool. $100,000 deduction if you're making, you know,
if you're making $100,000, that's a lot of.
Well, if you're making $200,000, you put $100 away, you just saved probably $25,000-$30,000 in taxes for today. You deferred them to the future.
When you may be in
a lower bracket.
Right.
Or even the same bracket, but you deferred it until the future.
Exactly. All right. That's some complicated stuff. We have another hour coming up, so stick around. A whole lot more to talk about. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you want to talk about any of this stuff, complicated or not, doesn't matter. Give the Brain Trust a call, Professor Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your strategy, about your retirement plan. I said this, another hour is just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.